Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's talk some NFL football, and let's begin with the game that is going to kick off at 9:30 a.m. here on the East Coast out in London, where the Saints are now 3.5-point dogs. The total now down to 41.5. The Vikings minus 175 on the money line. The Saints plus 145. You're looking at the injury report right now. Michael Thomas has been ruled out with a foot injury. Andres Pete is ruled out, so you got a starting guard for the Saints out. Marcus May, their safety, also been ruled out with a rib injury. Doubtful is Jameis Winston, but he hasn't been to practice the last 3 days. And then Alvin Kamara and Jarvis Landry are both questionable. Kamara's dealing with a rib injury, and Landry has an ankle for the Vikings. Doubtful, Andrew Booth Jr., the rookie out of Clemson, defensive back, and then linebacker Za'Darius Smith. What are you guys doing in this one?
I mean, this just feels too easy, and so I'm staying away, right? Like, all of these things should tell us, especially, you know, considering that the Vikings need to get back right, that the Vikings should win this by more than 3.5 points. Like, that's what it says to us. But this is in London. We know that the Vikings have struggles going up against and covering up against backup quarterbacks, which is what we're going to see. And we're going to see Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's a good, serviceable backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And in London with the flight, feels like it's got underwritten all over it. But this whole thing is stinky. Stinky, stinky. I want none of it.
Pete, you do anything in this one?
Oh, you know what? When Jameis Winston was the quarterback, I wanted no part of it. But when I saw Andy Dalton was the quarterback and this thing ticked up to plus 3.5.
He said, I want Saints.
I said,
right, you see what I'm saying?
I said, oh, when the Saints go marching in, I want all of that. I love the Saints plus 3.5. Trista brought up a great point about the backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, last year, went into Minnesota Sunday Night Football and beat him as a backup quarterback. And here's the thing, right? There is no quarterback in football like Kirk Cousins who loves his routine more. He wants the 1 o'clock Sunday Fox game.
Preferably at home.
Preferably at home. And I feel like now going to London where the time's all off, your sleep's all off, you're playing in a different stadium.
Yes.
I just don't want any part of that for Minnesota. Now that it's gone through the key number of 3.5, give me the Saints, man. And look, they've had two stinkers back-to-back against Tampa and Carolina. This is a chance to hit the refresh button with Jameis out and Dalton in.
I think Dalton's a better quarterback than Jameis.
He might be at this point, especially with all the Jameis' injuries. Michael Thomas, that injury does hurt.
That sucks.
I think Kamara's going to play, and I think this is a big Alvin Kamara game.
Big Chris Olave game.
Big Olave game as well. So I actually quite like the Saints plus 3.5 quite a bit.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm a big Jameis guy. I went over on the Saints win total. I really need this one for them. I needed it last week, actually, against Carolina. I know that was a great spot for the Panthers, and we like the Panthers. But, man, I thought they could at least, you know, get a backdoor win in that one. Jameis has looked bad right now. I mean, he's hurt. Yeah. He's got fractures in his back. And it's funny because when I was on in New Orleans last week, they were like, it's something that he's going to be able to play with. Like, it's something that can't get any worse, but he's probably going to have to get it taken care of at the end of the season, maybe.
Well, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, but he could play through it. And now it looks like it's going to be Andy Dalton. The thing that scares me a little bit, man, I saw some practice where they were running Taysom Hill behind center. He was taking some snaps. They promised us when they converted him to tight end, we'd never see that again. Tristan and I had to spend a Thanksgiving watching that and Ian Book. So
yeah, we did. It's true.
We never want to see Taysom Hill behind center again.
Can you imagine Thanksgiving?
That'll make
with
you throw
Ian
your turkey
Book?
Up
yeah.
real quick.
Yeah, bosses. We Taysom are not doing Hill. That again this year, no. by the way. I'm eating dinner with my family. You know what's? I took the under in this game, and I'm fine with it at the current total. What worries me a little bit about the Saints, I thought they were going to be fine without Sean Payton because Dennis Allen's been there forever.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But, dude, listen to how disgusting this is. They have one touchdown on 25 drives in the first three quarters. 75% of their offensive output has been in the fourth quarter playing catch up, and most of that came against Atlanta.
Right, in the fourth quarter.
The only game where Jameis actually showed up.
Yeah.
Now, the thing here is what scares me a little bit about the under. Minnesota's defense has not been very good. They have not been able to stop the run, so I completely agree. Let's play some Alvin Kamara props. Let's go rushing attempts and rushing yards in this game. But they do get Harrison Smith back, so they should be a little bit better in the secondary. We're waiting to see what's up with Za'Darius Smith. And the best part about the Saints offense, and it hasn't been great, like I said, is the rushing offense. I bet you we get some Taysom Hill, not a quarterback,
but they
might run some stuff for him.
By the way, just for your own edification, this is not relevant right now, but the Bills play the Saints Thanksgiving night again this night, 2022.
Well, that's going to be a 40-point victory. Nobody needs to hear
See,
about
the
that.
The Lamar-Josh Allen game this
JR
week should
Sports
have
Brief
been
will do that one.
To your point, though, the Saints, 8 turnovers in their last 2 games, 5 interceptions, 3 fumbles. Take care of the football, lean on your defense, which has been fantastic this season, and I think you'll cover that 3.5.
And I think also, and I completely agree, dude, because the other thing to look at, the Saints have actually played a top 10 schedule of defenses so far. The only defense that was, you know, bottom 15 was Atlanta. And now they get Minnesota, who's number 26 right now. They're getting no pressure on the quarterback, except for when Za'Darius Smith goes against Green Bay, of course. 29th in the league right now in pressure rate. I think Dalton might be the better option, like you said, man, because what do the Vikings do? They play some type of zone on 80% of their defensive snaps. They're not going to show any man. You know, barely. And all of Jameis' interceptions, he's already thrown 5 picks this year, all against the zone defense. So actually, I agree, man. I think Andy Dalton's the better option here.
I agree, yeah.
I like the under, and going through the key number 3.5, I think I'd go Saints too.
I agree.
You want to move on to Browns Falcons?
Yeah, Browns Falcons. What'd you guys do in this one? This one has been bouncing all over the place where, man, it was Atlanta plus 3 on the opener. Now what's it down to 1.5? As I pull it up
one.
Right here. 1. Wow.
Yeah, 1.
And the total 47. What are you guys doing?
This is one of my favorite plays of the week. I love the Browns in this spot. We talked about it. The Falcons are coming off 2 back-to-back West Coast games. They played the Rams out in L.A. They played Seattle out in Seattle. Now you have to come home, cross-country trip, and you're playing a Browns team who had the mini bye. They played on Thursday against the Steelers, so they by far have the rest advantage. And Atlanta, you know, they're the team right now. They kind of remind me a little bit of the Lions in the sense that they're covering games. They have a fun young offense. But I think this spread is just right now, it's more of a perception of like Atlanta and how people are viewing them because they're fun and they're covering spreads. Cleveland's a better football team, though, man. I don't see how they're going to have an answer for Nick Chubb. I think this is a big time Chubb game. Amari's been great his last 2 games. Brissett's gotten himself into a little bit of a groove as well. So I like Cleveland quite a bit in this matchup. Myles Garrett's probably not going to play. I would be surprised if he did. But even so, I just think it's all about the spot. I mean, Falcons back-to-back West Coast games. You're playing a Browns team that played last Thursday. So give me Cleveland -1.
Tristan, anything for you in this one?
I don't really like this game at all. If I was going to do anything, I would have done it earlier and I would have grabbed the Falcons +2, 2.5, or I would have just like maybe changed it to an alternate line and gotten a 3. I think, you know, PJ's right about the Browns being a better team, but the Falcons are at home and they're just a very pesky team. I don't really like anything about it. And like you said, PJ, they are a really bad rushing defense. They're the 27th out of 32 in terms of rush DVOA. So actually pretty good pass defense, though. So doesn't really affect the situation for the Browns game because you know what they want to do. They want to run the ball. But yeah, this is a classic stay away for me. Actually, all these games in this segment, I don't love. I kind of like something in the Commanders game, but nothing here.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with, I grabbed Atlanta on the opener +2.5, but now I'm a little worried, and I might actually buy back in on the Browns. I agree with, obviously, worst rushing defense going against Nick Chubb, who right now is on another planet, and then Kareem Hunt.
Bad matchup.
Yeah.
What scares me, man, is for Atlanta, Patterson's been so damn good. And he is now questionable with a knee injury. It's looking like he might not go. Jadeveon Clowney's questionable. Garrett's questionable. This is one I'm just going to stay away from right now. I'm on Atlanta, but I might buy back in on Cleveland. It's not a play I would like recommend taking right now at one. And especially I gave out that trend, like teams that cover the number like Atlanta, then struggle week four. They come back down to earth like 8-12 in the last 20.
You know what I would be down for? I was looking at Jacoby Brissett's number. Jacoby Brissett's passing yardage number, I think, is 211.5. He's gone over 220 in all of his games. And, you know, Atlanta doesn't have this incredible secondary. It's not like they're going to be able to hold him down. So I like that. Maybe they were thinking about some weather. And I also like Nick Chubb's prop. I believe it was 86.5. I'm trying to find it right now. It's been moving and bouncing around, but sort of lean those two for props as well.
Yeah, I'd probably play that like right away, Chubb, because you know that's going up once we get to Sunday. He's like 80% of their offense
right now. I think
the
over might be a play here too, you know, because... Yeah. Again, the Falcons can't stop the run. That's what the Browns want to do. And the Falcons offense, like we've been talking about on this show, they're pretty good.
Yeah,
so
they are.
I think they're going to score their points. Cleveland's going to score theirs. I like the over 47, too.
All right, I like that Atlanta's been really good offensively. I bet the Commanders plus +3 because I just don't – I think we're giving Cooper Rush a little bit too much love right now. And now there's some film. Washington, I can't give you any trends or anything that's very encouraging right now. They look awful, but I do think they cover the number. Just in this divisional weird matchup. Trista, what are you doing? Obviously, this is your game.
Yeah, I like the over in this game. I know that it feels like maybe it should be an under game, but Washington has got a bottom five defense in a ton of metrics. They allow the worst amount of points in the league, 27 per game. Cooper Rush kind of finding his groove. They've also missed some field goals, right? Cowboys against the Giants on Monday Night Football. They would have gone over that number 23. That's the team total number, and I like that for them as well. 23.5 Cowboys team total over 41.5.
Yeah, no real injuries in this game. You know, obviously Dak's out, and then Dalton Schultz is questionable with a knee injury. Other than that, everybody's pretty much going to go. Charles Leno, the left tackle for the Commanders, he's questionable with a shoulder injury.
Zeke's looked good, too. The play calling's been really good to try to sort of make up for Cooper Rush's sort of indiscretions or his limitations. So, yeah, I like the Cowboys to score. I think the Commanders should cover that number. Like you said, there's just a lot of steam on the Cowboys right now.
Mm-hmm. Will you do anything in this one, PJ?
Yeah, I'm with you. I would take the Commanders plus +3. That definitely feels like the play. Look, Dallas is obviously America's team. And when they win with the backup, people are going to notice. They're going to jump on them. They beat the Bengals. They beat the Giants on Monday night. And the way Washington's looked the past two nights, the fact Dallas is at home and they're only a minus -3, it's got to be Washington or pass. The Commanders, look, as Tristan knows, I mean, Washington tends to play in Dallas pretty well.
Yeah,
like,
they
really do.
Yeah.
They tend to play Dallas in Dallas pretty tough. So I think this is going to be a
close
game.
They actually get absolutely destroyed at FedEx.
They're right.
It's wild.
The road team tends to play better in this matchup. So I think Washington would probably be the play. I think Dallas wins, but especially if this thing ticks up to 3.5, I like Washington.
I'd be fine with a Dallas money line.
Yeah.
I don't think the Commanders are going to win this game. I mean, they could, obviously. Flukier things have happened, but yeah, if I was going to do anything, minus -165 just too much. I'd rather play props.
Yeah, I'd look at some props in this game. I completely agree. It's a 3-point spread. 41.5 is the total. Trista likes the over in that game for Dallas. I think they're going to score some points, too. We'll come back. We got more games to preview. We'll lead it off with Seattle taking on the Lions. I think some points. Speaking of points, I think we get some points in that one. Titans, Colts also.
How does anyone stop anyone?
Exactly. BetMGM the night continues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.